There. So you're right now, Professor. It's the first time this store has been closed this early for many a day.
Well, I'm sure that no one in Corn Center will blame you for closing to see your partner honored by his fellow citizens.
Yes, but I was kind of in hopes maybe Hector would come in ahead of Ed and I could leave the store with him.
Yeah, but he would want to attend the reception ceremonies, too.
Okay.
Come on, we'd best hustle along.
Okay. Say, well, look, Land of Goshen. Looks to me like about everyone that ever lived in Corn Center's here, ain't it?
Certainly is a large and enthusiastic gathering.
Yes. Yeah, hello there, Horace. Did you bring the missus with you?
No, it's got hay fever.
That's your Horace Hammer. He lives on the old Cooper place.
Oh, yeah?
Hi, Tobias. How'd it go, Webb? How's all the folks?
I'm fine.
Well.
Professor Stipplewake. I've been looking everywhere for you.
How do you do, Mrs. Dell?
Yes, how do you, Miss Dell?
How do you do, Mr. Winterbottom? I'm sure you're just thrilled to death.
Shucks, yes. Can't help being thrilled when I think about Ebb coming back to do a little work around the store.
Professor, I know I wasn't asked, but you see, I composed a poem in honor of the occasion.
Excellent, excellent. You know, I didn't have the heart to ask you, knowing as I did how hard you were working with the play.
Yes, that's just the trouble with folks nowadays. They make play out of work and work out of play.
Of course. Professor Thistlewaite, I'll read it to you. And if you think it's good enough, well, of course, I don't want to push myself forward.
Oh, nonsense. I'm sure it's good enough. Would you mind reading it now? Don't you think she should, Mr. Winterbottom?
If you insist, I called it retrospect.
Charming.
This is it. Who would have thought that while we did reside a hero dwelt within our midst and did abide.
What's he did abide?
Such is life upon this mortal coil. The throng should bow before this son of toil. Ah, me! Where is the man who could have guessed that he would have such power to invest and give to us from out his goodly store an 100 times what we have given him and more?
Priceless.
Oh, shucks, Professor. That's what I call pretty dad burning good poetry.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it.
It's priceless.
I'm signing, Professor, it ain't neither priceless. It's worth, I should judge, anyhow, 2 bits.
Mr. Winterbottom.
Well, it might even be worth as much as 30 cents.
Let's see here.
There ain't no use in hurting a lady's feelings when she's trying to do you a good turn.
I'm not trying to hurt her feelings.
Well,
I meant her poem was rare, fine. In other words, priceless.
And you, Mr. Winterbottom, you said it was worth about 30 cents?
Yes, it seems to me that you have a bit of explaining to do.
Well, Conchina, that's the way of it always. I was trying to be broad-minded and helpful, and look what I get.
And do you think it is being helpful to suggest that my poetry is worth only a paltry 30 cents?
Oh, shucks now, Miss Dare. When it comes to that, 30 cents ain't so paltry. You buy 2 dozen onions or a peck of potatoes in anyone's store.
Oh, I've never been so insulted in all my life.
Come now. I won't have you two parting on anything but friendly terms. I'm sure Mr. Winterbottom meant no offense.
Why, of course you didn't. My intentions were as sweet and pure as the driven snow. Say, guess I'm kind of poor myself.
Oh, I don't mind. I suppose I shouldn't be so sensitive. But after all, I am a poet, as you know.
Quite so. Now, there's no hard feeling.
Oh, of course not.
No, in my part, neither.
That's fine. You be where we can find you, Mrs. Dell. We'll want the poem right after Mr. Peters makes his talk, I imagine.
Yes, I'll be there. And now I must run and powder my nose. The bus should arrive almost any minute.
We're counting on you, Mrs. Dell.
Yes, counting on you, yes. Say, come on, Professor. We better get going.
Yes, I think so.
Oh, say, come to think of it, what in Sam Hill did that poetry mean, anyhow?
It must have referred to Mr. Peters and his life in the community.
But you ain't sure, are you?
Certainly I'm sure.
Well, why in tarnation didn't she mention Ebb by name?
She did allude to him indirectly. She spoke of him as the son of toil.
Shucks. I don't guess anybody around Corn Center will be able to recognize Ebb Peters by that.
Of course they will.
Yes, well. And another thing, I don't like those last lines much.
Which last line?
Oh, them lines where she says Ebb's going to give him a lot more out of the store than the folks at Corn Center gives us.
Oh, that was just poetic license.
Yes, well, maybe so, but Ebb Peters ain't got no license to give anyone a lot of stuff out of the store. Ain't businesslike.
Oh, let's not bother about that now. Come along.
All right. Oh, hello there, Hardwick. How's your pa's ague? Hey, yes. And if
I... Hiya, Phil.
How do you, Miss Pinkley? Well, there's Miss Snyder. You found a nice shady place to set, didn't you?
Hello, Mr. Skipper. Oh. I've been looking for you all over.
Yes, I'm sorry, Duke. You thought you'd be up the apple house practicing for the show.
No, not tonight. Say, when's old Starface going to get in anyhow?
If you mean my partner, Ed Peters, in about 5 minutes.
Well, why didn't he stay in jail? We was getting along fine.
Well, I guess he's got a right to come home if he wants to.
Yeah, but he cramps my style. He cramps my style.
My dear, referring to Mr. Peters in that way.
That's right, young feller. You might as well leave my partner out of it. What in tarnation do you want?
Oh, I didn't mean no harm to the old goat, but say, Kemp, do I get a dressing room or do I dress in the wings?
Shucks, you don't dress in the wings. You're playing the hermit. You ain't no angel.
Don't be funny. I know I don't wear wings.
Your face don't fit my idea of an angel at all.
Now listen, Grandpa. I mean, do I get a dressing room or do I dress behind the scenery, see?
Shucks, ain't there a dressing room for you at the Opry House?
Yeah, there's two. But this Swinska gal had a horse that's got one, and this mini squish queen, and she gone the other one. That leaves me out, see?
Oh, well, shucks now, Duke. Why don't you dress out behind the Opry House? Won't no one come around there?
No, that's all. I'm temperamental, see?
Well, what in tarnation's temperament got to do with it?
Well, one of the local yokels has got his cow tied back there. And one thing I can't stand is a cow in my dressing room.
Well, Dad Burns, if I can figure it out.
Say, there's quite a crowd here, ain't there?
Yes, just like the county fair.
Say, I got a dub of an ID, see?
Yeah.
I'll get up there and I'll ballyhoo the show. I tell them all about it.
No, absolutely not.
Not? Yeah, but why?
This gathering is to welcome home our distinguished citizen, Mr. Peter, and nothing else.
Yes, Professor Thistlewick's right, sir. Look at that. Of course, I was just thinking it might not do no harm to, just kind of announce that anyone that wanted to pay up their bills could find Ebony at the store most any time.
The idea is ridiculous.
Say, look. What's all the yokels stretching their necks for?
Hey, you guys, get off the bus. Get off the running board there. You're interfering with the United States mail. Hey, it's against the law. It's against the law. Get off the bus.
Then give 3 rousing cheers, then stand back and let our distinguished fellow townsmen out of the bus. Now, all together.
Hooray!
Now back up so we can open the door. Back up, please.
Friends, I am deeply touched. I am overwhelmed at this fine display of friendship which you have so generously accorded me.
Hey, son, Hector, what kind of monkey business is this?
Yes, what is the meaning of this?
Yes.
Gentlemen, I am totally surprised. Astounded, in fact. One moment one receives the plaudits of the multitude, and the next one finds himself an outcast, rejected, and despised.
Where in tarnation is Eb Peters?
You can't mean the Eb Peters.
Stop this nonsense. Where is Mr. Peters?
I may be betraying a confidence, but I'll tell you, unless you wish to withdraw the question.
We don't wish to withdraw it. Where in tarnation is Eb Peters?
It may surprise you, Mr. Winterbottom, but he is under a tree 3 miles out of town towards Quigville.
But I say, what's he doing there?
From the bus window, Professor Thistlewaite, he appeared to be asleep. Yes, I'm sure he was asleep.